Welcome back to Solid Start, a Monday podcast designed to help get your week off to a solid start by focusing on life from God's perspective. I'm Greg Reed, life coach here at Merrill Brothers, and I'm joined, as always, by Brian Herzog. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend? It was Mother's Day.
It was Mother's Day. I got to call my mom on Sunday, and she's doing well down in East Tennessee, which is okay. A beautiful part of the country. If you've never been near Bristol, Johnson City, Kingsport area, lovely, lovely place, and miss my mom.
Yeah, I bet. I'm thankful that my mom is still around. She's around Kokomo, so we were able to do church with her yesterday. She's 93 and lives on her own, drives, and then we had a big family gathering last night with my mom and my mother-in-law. We got to go to church with my mother-in-law yesterday at a retirement community, and it was really humbling. There were probably 10 or 12 people, and they, the majority of them come in their walkers or wheelchairs. And it's just a reminder that I don't get to do life like this for all that long. And one day I'm headed there. And
I'll come visit you.
But please, hey, if you'll bring pudding, I really love vanilla pudding.
And Jell-O.
So make sure it's something that I can digest well. So thanks for being such a friend. I'm really thankful for that. Hey, I'm also thankful that Braden Merrill is here with us today. Yeah. Braden, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Braden shared his story this morning. Brian, what'd you hear as he talked about God's work in his life, this far better life? What jumped out at you?
His story is very similar to mine. I don't want to steal his thunder. I'm just going to leave it at that because I do feel, as he was speaking, I was connecting exactly with what he was saying. Kind of the time periods and everything were matching up with my life. And I love the way he expressed that this morning. I'm not going to say anything. I really want him to tell his story.
So. Okay. Well, Braden, go ahead. We'll let you get started and tell us a little bit about life for you and how you came to know Christ. I read the passage in, I talked about my vision issues over the last year, and in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul says that the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they can't see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of God, who is the image of Christ. And so he's talking about the fact that we all have these vision problems. And I've had some cataract surgeries and trying to get glasses right. And so I understand that Satan's goal is to blind our eyes. So tell us a little bit about your story and how the blinders came off for you.
Yeah. Greg had asked me to speak, and I told Greg that I had no problem at all speaking in front of crowds or front of groups, and was more than willing to do so. But I did not feel like I had my testimony had fireworks to it. It did not have super interesting moments that could resonate with people that were dramatic and allowed them to be moved in some way or another. And so as Greg and I were unpacking that, Greg kind of stopped me right there and said, well, actually, that is your testimony. Even though you did not have, crazy life experiences, you still realized that you needed to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so that made me feel good about myself. And I said, okay, yeah, that is, you're right. And so, and just to back up, for those that do not live here in Kokomo, Indiana, my father is Ted Merrill, and growing up, I had a wonderful upbringing. I had wonderful, caring parents that were Christians. I have wonderful extended family, including my uncle Terry Merrill, who's the other co-owner here at Merrill Brothers, and I have extraordinary godly mentors in Ted and Terry, and I am aware that I'm unique in that aspect. There are very few people that have as godly mentors as that I have had in those two. And so now that I'm older enough to appreciate it, I am so thankful. Mm-hmm. And I've told them both that just thank you, because even to this day, Ted and Terry both will, pour their wisdom into me. There's not a week that goes by where, you know, Terry Merrill is not, helping me in some capacity with my Christian faith, my walk with Christ. So as I started to discuss that a little bit, and explain that this morning, I did have moments in time, however, where it was on me to accept Christ. It was not anybody else's decision to make. Even with those influences and with that upbringing, I still had to make that decision on my own.
Right.
And I told Greg, I didn't have, an exact date. I don't have that, what I said, that jail cell moment or that hospital bed moment where I know that exact second that I accepted Christ. I do believe that it was the day of my baptismal, because I have vivid memories and can picture that exact moment in time. And then since then, that was 12 years old. I feel like I've rededicated my life to Christ in many moments and in many times through different services and just opportunities. And I think that's helped me to continue to strengthen, my belief and also give me confidence that I know where I am going, because the conclusion of my my testimony was, I had a moment in high school with a couple friends where we talked about eternity, and I think that was maybe the first time in my life where the eternity actually scared me, because I was able to close my eyes in a dark room and just think about something that starts and never stops. And that can be scary if you don't know where eternity will be, where mm-hmm. your destination will be.
It's kind of forever, isn't
it? Yeah, it is forever. And I do challenge you to have that thought. And it can be frightening if you really get in the right mind space and can really think about it. But thankfully, for me, I know where I'm going to be. And the conclusion of my, message this morning was shortly after that, experience of really considering what eternity was. And I think this was kind of in high school when this happened. I was introduced to the Pascal's wager, which is a simple graph with four squares on it. And essentially, it's just the ultimate risk reward. It's does God exist or does he not? Do I believe or do I not? And essentially, I want to be in the square that God does exist, and I do believe, because that is the ultimate jackpot lottery. Mm-hmm. You know where you're going to be. If God does exist and you do not believe, the Bible says you will not be in heaven with him.
And so, it's eternity separated from him, and that's a long time.
It is. And then really the only other options in Pascal's wager is, let's say God didn't exist or does not exist, and you chose to live a life for Christ. You might have a finite loss and a worldly view by not being able to endure some worldly pleasures or act as your own God. Maybe you would have a slight loss as compared to a worldly looking view. However, I believe that a life for Christ is a far better life,
even
from a worldly view, because we know the biblical principles, play out, for the long term.
And they protect us, don't they? They're absolutely. Like, you talked about guardrails. I mean, they yes. really are guardrails. They're ways that God says, hey, life works way better if you do it my way. And it's for our protection, not to say, I'm going to take all your fun away. It's like, man, it works best. It's like the manual for your car. If you don't put oil in, your car doesn't run very well. You can choose to put no oil in, but it won't run well. And so God says you can choose to do it on your own, but life doesn't work well like that.
That's right.
So then the other part was, okay, so let's say God doesn't exist in the end, but you've not really lost anything. I mean, maybe say you believed all that time, but you get to the end and say, oh, that was a joke. You've still lived a good life, and you've still enjoyed life and done your best, even if that was the case. But we believe that that's not the case, that he's alive and well, and that Satan tries to blind us so that we can't see the truth. we're so excited that God's taken the blinders off of you, off your wife, Lauren, and we pray that he will also help your kids to come to know faith. I've had a chance recently to watch two grandsons be baptized to recognize that the faith is being passed on. So our prayer for your family is that faith gets passed on, and that just like you got to see it in your dad and your uncle and your grandfather and grandmother, you get to, they'll get to see it in you and Lauren and so many other people. So we'd love to pray for you today. You have a big responsibility at Merrill Brothers. Tell us what you do day by day. What's how's your time occupied?
Yeah.
Other than going to the beach and, right. and hanging out and eating bonbons and yep. all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I operate here out of Indiana, and I help manage three divisions, our Indiana division, the event division, and then our Houston division. And so the cool thing is we have a ton of symmetries with those groups. We've got guys that live and operate here out of Kokomo, and then we have guys that live all over the country and travel all over the country to complete large-scale projects. And so myself with a combination of Justin Ballinger and John Metcalf and some other really strong managers, we're able to kind of maneuver people around and keep people out of town that want to be out of town and mm-hmm. allow opportunities for those that want to travel. And so it allows us to be really efficient with our teams and can kind of, you know, share guys back and forth to keep people fresh and
yeah.
And the third one was the Houston division. We've got four guys there that are in a water treatment plant, and we operate day in, day out on, and handle their dewatering for their plant. Mm-hmm. So
great. Well, hey, let me pray for you. Father, we're just grateful for your story in Braden's life, and thank you for the influences that were all around him. And I pray that people like us and people listening to this podcast can be an influence in the lives of other people, and that one day they'll be able to look back and say, man, that's the person that really helped to shape my life. And so we just give you thanks that your word is true, and thank you that you took the blinders off of Braden, and that you helped him see, even as a young kid at age 12, you helped him see the truth that you, in fact, are God, and that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. And so we just give you thanks for that and pray you'll bless him and his family a lot in the days ahead. And we're so excited that he gets to be a part of an amazing company and help shape the future of Merrill Brothers for generations to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Brian, I think this would be a great time for us to pray for our team. We usually kind of wrap up our Monday mornings with mm-hmm. prayer. So I'll have you, if you don't mind praying for, I talked this morning about the guys that draw pictures. So
I'm sure they appreciated that.
I'm sure they did too. But when I go in their office, like they're always, you know, they're always drawing something, moving little these shapes around and all that. And
engineering team.
The engineer, that's it. I'd like the guys who draw pictures. So if you'll pray for them and our construction team, and then I'd like to pray for our mechanics. One of our mechanics came to my rescue a couple of weeks ago, and I was so glad that he had a truck and an air compressor, and otherwise I'd be sitting out on the road in front of Merrill Brothers to this day. So
probably so.
And then 374, there are some exciting things are happening there, so I want to pray for their wisdom, a new CEO, and new opportunities for them.
Yeah, I just want to say we're so proud of all of our Merrill Brother family
yes.
around here. They're so talented.
It is. It's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of team members that are behind the scenes that don't get a lot of recognition.
They're, yeah.
Just know that we see you. Right?
Yep.
And we're very, very thankful.
Yeah, even the ones around the country that listen to this podcast, yeah. We don't even know their names. We see them on a sheet that says, hey, they're part of our Merrill Brothers team. But I'm so thankful that this is a broad, diverse, and extremely talented group of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's pray.
Okay.
Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for how you have provided for Merrill Bros. And we thank you for the great team members that you have brought to this family. And I just want to pray for our engineering team this morning. God, thank you for their talents. Thank you for just their wisdom and the skills that you have given them. They have a very challenging job to put a lot of pieces together. And mm-hmm. so we're just praying for them, pray for their families. God, continue to watch over them and bless them. Also pray for our construction team. These guys are very hard workers, and they go in and out each day. A lot of mud on their boots, God, and just pray for protection over them. Thank you for the work that they do. Very talented group as well. And God, I just pray, keep them safe on the job sites and keep them going strong. And just thankful for each one of them.
Gracious God, thank you that you created us all so differently. And for those of us that work mostly in our minds and talk to people, and that there are people that use their hands and that are so talented. We've just got an amazing group of mechanics here in Kokomo and Speedway and Houston and Florida, all around the country. People mm-hmm. just know how to fix things and know how to make things work. And this would be a pretty broken world if we didn't have people like that. So we just pray you'll continue to give them good physical strength. It's hard work. And so thank you for the fact you brought us a talented group of mechanics. And we're so excited about what you're doing with 374, grateful for a new CEO, new opportunities for that company to expand, to continue to impact the world by taking waste and turning it into clean water. And so we're just so grateful for what we get to be a part of here at Merrill Bros. And so we just give you thanks that you're a big God. Thanks that you're at work in the lives of the people who are listening to this podcast today. And thank you that you promise never to leave us or forsake us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks again for listening. And if there's a way that we can pray for you, you can go to MerrillBros.com, click on the prayer tab at the top of the page. And as always, this is Solid Start, a podcast focusing on life from God's perspective. Have a fabulous day.